Hi, everybody. Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with our Dakota West Ag News. The National Wheat Yield Contest, put on by the National Wheat Foundation, offers growers the chance to compete with their peers, win awards, and learn innovative techniques to improve their productivity. Southwest North Dakota is really well represented each year in the National Wheat Yield Contest, due in no small part to the Kautzman family in Mott. Todd Kautzman, owner of Mott Grain and Agronomy, provides the seed to growers and helps sign them up for the contest. He told me that 2023 turned out to be a heck of a year for a lot of growers.
The timely rains and the cool conditions really added along with our good variety selection, so we had a great year.
Todd did say it can be hard to get guys to take the time and participate in the contest, but those that do really enjoy it, and it's a great way to promote the industry.
It's kind of funny, you know, this time of the year, everybody's all excited. Oh, yeah, we'll enter. And then spring comes and it gets rushed and you can tell they're already kind of leaning away. And then harvest comes and they really don't know if they want to take the time to do it. It's stressful and it's a lot of commitment on their part and our part. So they're always glad they go through with it.
Todd says they're all about serving their growers, helping them select the right variety for the conditions.
I've been with Westbred for some time, so yeah, my son and I do a lot in helping them place the seed on the right location, the right soil type, and so on. We have a 18 trials plot that we put out, and we still haven't had anything that's really come above all the Westbred varieties. So we have our three varieties that we like to recommend, and they have a fit for all of our growers. So between Austin and I, we make sure they got the right variety in the right place.
Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to hear from Todd's son, who's one of the contest winners. Calling all Montana Dakota growers. Are you looking for a profitable addition for your farm that delivers value beyond yield? The New Seed Omega 3 Canola Production System offers you marketing certainty with 100% guaranteed delivery and a full Act of God clause. Premium contracts include unmatched grower incentives, first-in-class agronomy support, and free on-farm pickup after harvest. Ready to hear about additional producer benefits? Become a New Seed Omega 3 Canola grower today. Call Mike at 701-818-2375.
Producers, increase your success by always planting certified seed. Saving your own grain from harvest to seed the next year's crop, even if you home clean, can leave your fields vulnerable to new disease cycles, including replanting current weed species. Certified seed provides assurance you're getting the variety you want and the best chance for a successful crop. Certified seed, know what you're buying, know what you're planting. This message is brought to you by the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association.
Austin Kautzman from Mott, North Dakota is a repeat winner in the National Wheat Yield Contest. What a crop he had in 2023. Ben Buster doesn't hardly describe it.
Wheat that I didn't even think was possible. I mean, it was unreal. I had a 310-acre field of dryland spring wheat, 9606, that averaged 110 bushel an acre. We dug into the field and I'm like, where are we putting all this? We got to calibrate everything. There's no way this is right. And it was. And it was the most hectic, awesome harvest I've ever had. I was thinking like, man, 80, 90 bushel, I think we can do. And all of a sudden we dug into the headlands and I'm like, holy buckets. Blew me away. Didn't even think you could raise wheat like that.
So I asked Austin, what's the secret to raising 110 bushel spring wheat?
The good Lord blessed us with awesome conditions. I mean, we were dry early on, but that field kind of caught some timely rains, and then the cooling was perfect during filling. It filled 100%. And again, starting with the best seed in my mind is number one. So that's what it takes for sure. And good farming practices and, you know, some luck.
Yeah, there's more than a little luck involved with dryland wheat farming. Thanks for joining us for today's program. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Colter Brown.